Well, one of the issues that's come out relating to what you just said is there a synergy between the trastuzumab effect and the effect of chemotherapy? How is trastuzumab integrated into the chemotherapy regimen, and do you think there is some kind of synergy?
In vitro cell line data, trastuzumab showed synergy with a variety of chemotherapy agents, the ones that we use commonly. For example, the taxanes, nevobine, gemcitabine. So in cell line data, it is clear that trastuzumab is synergistic with chemotherapy. In terms of in patients, is there synergy between trastuzumab and chemotherapy? The jury is still out. In the US, the study that was presented and published was with concomitant use of trastuzumab and a taxane. However, part of the study, which has not reached maturity, some of the patients were randomized to sequential trastuzumab. And the results of that is not yet available and may not be large enough to give us a definitive answer. In Europe, this trastuzumab, which showed a 50% reduction too, was given after chemotherapy, and yet the hazard ratio was similar. So the jury is very much out as to whether or not trastuzumab should be given concomitantly or sequentially. The in vitro data supports synergism, but we have to wait for results in the clinical trials.